Okay, we are cruising right along on this Friday night as we continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is time now to preview the 2014 Ryder Cup as actually it's going to be here before you know it. It'll be held September 26th through the 28th, Glen Eagles, Scotland. And we have invited on tonight's show to celebrate the 40th Ryder Cup, Neil Sagabelle. He is the author of his new book. It is titled Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup, and the finish that shocked the world. Good evening, Neil. Congratulations on the book. It's wonderful to have you with us at YSR. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you, too.
Well, certainly there is tremendous anticipation for the Ryder Cup, but in your book you share that in 1969, the Ryder Cup teetered on the brink of irrelevancy and perhaps even being discontinued. Why was that?
Well, it had all the great ingredients that it has today. The concept behind it, the international play, at that time it was United States versus Great Britain. What it didn't have in 1969 was very competitive matches. It had been very one-sided for a number of years. America came in to 1969 having won 14 of 17 Ryder Cups. And so it was a little bit of a yawn on this side of the Atlantic. The British people were very much into their golf. They really wanted their boys to do well. But they were huge underdogs. So it kind of sets up the whole story, because that week turned into this very exciting week with a lot of unexpected things happening.
And Neil, you know, the history lesson, that is what you provide, that the U.S. actually dominated the English for the first 42 years of competition since the formation of the event. And I just find, you know, it's so interesting. You look at the 2014 Ryder Cup, there are so many intriguing storylines, and the American golfers, they're the underdog, and many are doubtful that they can win. So times certainly have changed. I mean, Europe, they're riding the top golfer in the world in Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, it is interesting how we've seen that shift, which really started in the 80s and continued to where the team was expanded to be a European team, and it began in the 80s. One of the stars of this story from 1969 is Tony Jacklin. He became a captain. He was a very good captain. He had some great players, and it started becoming competitive. And now we see the flip to where Europe has won 5 of 6 and 7 of 9, even though they've been close. And I think we're at a point in the Ryder Cup right now where we need an American win. Not just if we're rooting for them, but I think it'd be good for the Ryder Cup for the American boys to rise up and win.
What do you think has been the key for the turnaround for Europe?
Well, I think one huge key is that the players are better. They're so much better. Back in the 60s and even the 70s, you didn't really have players from the other side of the Atlantic playing professional golf too much in America on the PGA Tour. And that's really changed now. We see players like Rory McIlroy and Sergio Garcia, Justin Rose, Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood. We see them every week here in America. They live at least part-time in America. They have all the advantages of playing golf here and playing against the best players in the world. That wasn't true back in the 60s. It was much more separate. You had two different tours, and you had different styles of golf, and you had players that were really different. So a lot has changed to make it more, the parity is there. In fact, as I said, Europe is kind of dominating the Ryder Cup right now.
You're listening to the voice of Neil Sagabelle, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup and the finish that shocked the world. So as I understand, Royal Birkdale was the site of the 69 Ryder Cup, and all analysts, experts gave U.S. The resounding favorite to retain the cup. Who was on that roster for the United States?
Well, it was a tremendous roster. Jack Nicklaus played in his first Ryder Cup that year. He was 29 years old. And there were other players, Hall of Fame players. They're Hall of Fame players now, like Lee Trevino, Raymond Floyd were also rookies on that team. Billy Casper, who was one of the veterans. the captain was Sam Snead, who's this great golf legend that a lot of people have heard of. So they were pretty well stocked with players, and I think Captain Snead may have felt like he could take just about any 12 over there and win, because that's kind of the way it had gone. But Great Britain jumped up and surprised them, and it ended up being the closest Ryder Cup matches that had ever been played. So many of the matches came down to the final hole. It was very compelling and exciting. There was some animosity, and it was against that backdrop that we have this amazing ending where Jack Nicklaus makes this great sporting gesture in the final match on the final green.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because as the narrative played out, you mentioned this earlier, the Americans realized it was not going to be a slam dunk. They really had to earn it. And what you said, 17 of the 32 matches over 3 days, they were not decided until the final hole. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was. And I think it probably caught the American players a little bit off guard. They would have matches in the morning and the afternoon. So, and over the 3 days. And it's like every morning, beginning on Thursday, which was when the Ryder Cup opened, America fell behind. And then they had to play well in the afternoon matches to kind of catch up. But they were constantly behind. And it went into the final day, everything was tied. And it came down to the very end. America actually had to rally to get the tie. They had to win. Great Britain only had to win 3.5 points out of 8 possible points in the afternoon session. They would have won the cup. So it was extremely nerve-wracking, exciting. The gallery there was anticipating a possible British victory. People in the gallery, one person actually fainted. It was really thrilling.
Absolutely. Neil Sagabell is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his brand new book that is out. It is titled Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup, and the finish that shocked the world. And when you were doing your research for this, what were some of the recollections from whether it was, Jack Nicklaus or Tony Jacklin? Because there was just some electrifying matches between those two.
Well, one of the things that stands out is you watch these players on television, and anybody who's played golf knows how difficult a game it is.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch these great players who are playing professionally, and even back then, and they are so good. And yet, when you talk to them about an event like the Ryder Cup, you realize that inside they are so nervous and so anxious, and they're carrying the hopes of their teammates on their shoulders. And there were some interesting moments between Jack and Tony as they were walking down those last fairway. It's all tied. It's all down to them. Jack Nicklaus said to Tony Jacklin, and they were actually friends at this point in time. He said, "Tony, how do you feel?" And Tony Jacklin said, "I'm petrified." And Jack said, "If it makes you feel any better, I feel the same way." And these are two competitors, matching shots, and it's coming down to them, and they have this exchange. So it's really interesting. The Ryder Cup's a unique event. Players feel a kind of pressure playing for their country and their teammates and their captain that is not like normal week-to-week professional golf. And I think that makes for a really fascinating event.
Okay, Neil Sagabell is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Google this, look it up online. You got to get a copy. Draw in the Dunes, the 1969 Ryder Cup, and the finish that shocked the world. And certainly, it is an amazing read and one of the greatest acts of sportsmanship, and ends in a tie. Would that have happened today, Neil?
That's a great question. I don't know if it would. I would hope so. And at least one player, Bernard Gallagher, who's still around and still does commentary over there in Great Britain, he said he thinks that would be a perfect ending for a Ryder Cup even today. So I would hope that it could. And I think it's in the spirit of the way the Ryder Cup was started by Samuel Ryder that, there is this element of sportsmanship. You play hard, you try to win, but at the very end there, something like what Jack Nicklaus did, I think elevates the event. So I would hope so, but I don't know if it would.
Well, certainly a glorious moment in golf and sportsmanship, and certainly a significant in golf history. Neil, it's been a pleasure having you with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. One more plug. Where can all the listeners go and get a copy of this, Neil?
It's out. It's in bookstores. You know, wherever people buy books, they should be able to find it fairly easily. You can buy it online in the usual places like Barnes & Noble and Amazon. So I think it's readily available here in the States and also in the United Kingdom.
Neil, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight at YSR. We'll talk to you again real soon. Keep teeing it up, okay?
Thanks so much. You too.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. Stay close.